This week, Indiana students can begin taking the end-of-course assessments to earn full high school diplomas. They must pass tests in two subject areas, English and algebra. But 30% of the students take the Algebra 1 ECA before they ever reach high school, and most pass. As State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes reports, educators say measuring high school students' academic growth is tricky, a fact underlined by students who take the exam so early.
How early are students taking these tests? Try 7th grade, when Britton Soffhauser took his Algebra 1 ECA. His teacher tried to talk up the test.
She made it sound like the hardest test ever, but I think that was just so we'd study more.
Like nearly 90% of the 7th and 8th graders who took the ECA last year, Soffhauser passed. And go in front of his class at Schmucker Middle School in Mishawaka. Try asking him.
How many of you thought the test was hard?
They laugh at you. All of them passed too. Soffhauser is part of an accelerated class that's 2 years ahead in math. Their teacher, John Rice, expects most, if not all, of his accelerated students will pass.
It's going to reflect on me if it goes badly. If it goes well, it was supposed to go well.
But if you're thinking, test's so easy, a middle schooler could do it, that's only one extreme of the Algebra 1 ECA. Penn High School, where most Schmucker students will attend, sits right on the other side of the road from the middle school. So cross the street, find Brian Griman, and ask him about teaching math to students at the other extreme.
Most of the kids have typically a bad attitude towards math.
Griman stretches out an Algebra 1 course the 7th graders at Schmucker took in 1 year, over two full years for about 30 ninth and 10th graders at Penn High School who struggle the most with math.
A lot of them struggle with just basics. You're adding and subtracting of positives and negatives. And so we've got to start from bare bones and keep them and build them up.
Remember, those are just two extremes. Most students, 7 in 10 statewide, pass the math ECA. But the numbers also show the gap between accelerated and struggling kids. Students who see the Algebra 1 exam for the first time in 8th grade, the accelerated students, pass nearly 88% of the time. By 9th grade, when most students take the test, it's more like 71%. By 10th grade, it's barely 43%. The test results reveal not only a wide variety in students' math abilities, but a wide variety of students.
You have students that want and choose such very different lives after high school.
And Shelby McIntosh, a research associate at the Center for Education Policy, explains high schools have to do two things. On one hand, prepare students with a variety of college-level courses or job training that they can choose from. But on the other hand, to make sure students meet the state's minimum standard, high schools also have to teach students like they're the same.
The challenge for high schools is figuring out how to do both and assessment-wise, how to understand, you know, how to really know where your students are when it comes to all of those different kinds of skills that you want them to have whenever they graduate.
Under the state's old school rating system, the ECAs were the only thing that determined a high school's letter grade, even though more than a third of the students who pass the exam do so in middle school. Then State Superintendent Tony Bennett changed that, pairing ECA results with other metrics, including graduation rates and AP test results in a new letter grade formula. Still,
we do not have a good way of measuring through assessments how students are leaving our high schools.
Current State Superintendent Glenda Ritz wants new end-of-course assessments that do a better job of tracking students' growth.
We have to know their reading levels. We have to know their math levels in order to advance them as they should be advanced.
New tests may come in 2015, when exams tied to the nationally crafted Common Core standards will likely replace the current end-of-course assessments. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.